Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 053 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on October 10th, 2011. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Mine was quote-unquote normal for a change, but normal in terms of schedule anyway. I got some very bad and disturbing news about a friend during the week that was a source of internal distress and a cause for a good bit of distraction that made every single thing I did last week take a lot longer than usual. So it was a bit of a downer. I didn't get those DRs on my guitar as I was looking forward to last week, but I'm hoping this week for sure. I caught some of the ongoing and disturbing issues with Gibson guitars on the news again a few days ago. I'm going to include a link to a video clip from a rally in support of Gibson. I'm going to just capsulize the description of the event in a journalistic way here. My report about this is in support of Gibson, and it is not intended as a political rant. Your politics are yours, and my politics are mine, and this is not a political show. But you're going to see some performers in this clip, and here's a little capsule. Retirees Cookie and Jess Bowers aren't musicians. They're trying their hand at raising alpaca these days, but the Oklahoma couple feel so strongly that Gibson Guitar is the victim of government abuse that they drove 10 hours on a Saturday for a rally in support of the Nashville company. Quote, if the government is going to target Gibson today, whose businesses are they going to raid tomorrow, said Cookie Bowers, 64. We said we've just got to go. So it was a statement echoed by others in the crowd of about 500 who turned out for Saturday afternoon's We Stand With Gibson rally, some carrying signs that read, Who's Next? And When They Come For You, Will You Be Left To Speak? The rally and concert were organized online by a coalition of several dozen groups in response to a federal raid on the company's national and Memphis offices in August. Federal law enforcement officials confiscated pallets of wood, guitars, computer hard drives from the company on suspicion it violated U.S. environmental laws. It was the second raid in 2 years on the 117-year-old guitar company. No charges have been filed, and Gibson denies any wrongdoing, of course. Appearing on the temporary stage set up in a restaurant parking lot across from the Opryland Hotel, Gibson's CEO, Henry Juskowitz, thanked the audience and vowed that this company, with continued public support, would quote-unquote fight the injustice and unfairness together. We will fight and we will make sure other companies do not face bullies with guns. With your help, we will make permanent changes, close quote. Syndicated radio host Phil Valentine was among the speakers who drew a pointed contrast between events like Saturday's Gibson rally and protests such as the Occupy Nashville protest underway on the other side of town and the Occupy Wall Street protest in New York City. This is a quote from Valentine. There is a fundamental difference between them and us, and that's that we happen to love this country and love capitalism, Valentine said. Quote, they need to go and occupy a job, close quote. Other speakers included Amy Creamer, radio host Steve Gill, and U.S. Rep. Marsha Blackburn, who has publicly called upon the administration to explain its case against Gibson, a request that the Department of Justice officials denied, citing that the need for confidentiality during the ongoing investigation was important to them. Nashvillian John Chatfield, 55, said he wouldn't describe himself as a hugely political guy and hadn't attended any previous rallies, but he was drawn to the Gibson rally as a musician. Chatfield long ago left his New York City band playing days behind, that he still views Gibson as, quote, like my girlfriend. And he went on to say, It just seems a little over the top. There's no reason to be rushing in, weapons drawn. I really don't get it. Several speakers and rally attendees alluded to the SWAT teams and weapons drawn during the August 24th raid on Gibson, the Nashville and Memphis facilities of Gibson. Federal law enforcement officials, however, said last week that agents conducting the raids carried holstered sidearms as required by their agencies, but that no guns were drawn and the raid was conducted in accordance with standard operating procedures in place during corporate searches that occur hundreds of times a year. Well, whoopee. Okay, so that's the little update on Gibson. If you'd like to see a little video of a few people at this rally and read a little bit more, I will include the link on my website. So that's it for today's intro. Sorry it was a little choppy. I was reading from a few different sources on my computer, so I apologize for my fits and starts of narration. So that's it for the intro. Let's move along to this week's Student Spotlight. In the toasty warm glow of the Student Spotlight this week, there are two students, two that are not strangers to the spotlight, Arno and Danielle. Hey, you two, I like your consistency. Arno, you have one small area you need to spend a little more time perfecting, and you know what that is. But despite that, you still belong here. You played just beautifully this week. Danielle, be sure you're putting in more than last year's practice time. The demands of the music you're playing require it, and I think you're doing it, and I want to just reinforce that you really can't scrimp or cut your practice time back. You've got to put in a good amount this school year. Overall, you two are excelling, and I hope it remains so. Hey, other students, there's room in the spotlight for you. Keep up your practice schedule, focus when you play, and make consistency your goal, and you'll be here too. Good job. Kudos to Arno and Danielle. And now it's time to move along to this week's question of the week. The question of the week is from an unnamed student who asks, why do I have to keep practicing something I already learned? You assign long-term and short-term music for me to work on. If I learned short-term music by the second practice day of the week, why do I have to keep practicing it? It's so boring. Okay, could you hear the tone and the disdain in that last bit? Well, first, I want to say that just because you think you know the music doesn't mean you play it in the way that a seasoned, knowledgeable musician should. And that should be your goal, is to play mature. Your goal should be to play maturely and not just play it to get it done. You can always tell when someone does a job just to get it done and when someone does a job because of their integrity and their doing their very best at whatever it is, whether it's washing a dish or creating a bridge or playing guitar. So I hope you can look back on music you played 6 months ago, most especially the short-term goal pieces, and are able to hear how differently you play them now compared to then. And this is the totally opportune place to again urge everyone, record from your computer or wherever, and record an uninterrupted, not stopping to edit it, practice session. And if you do this every month, you are going to get used to the pressure that having an unbiased and relentless and ruthless listener causes, which would be your recording device, and you will get used to the stress of that, which is a good thing, and you will hear an unvarnished representation of what your playing is. You know as well as I do, if you have an instructor, that you don't play as well for your instructor as you do in your bedroom or basement or wherever it is you practice when you're by yourself. So recording once a month will give you the unvarnished quality of your playing. And as you hear yourself month after month and compare them, you should be very encouraged by the growth you're making, and you will also be able to spot chinks in your playing armor. You'll hear if you're starting to be inconsistent with rhythm or something like that. So there's my plug for recording your practice time once every month. If you can practice, if you can do it once a week, it would be even better, but most people are very shy about recording themselves. Once a week would be optimum, once a month would be minimum. So just because a song or piece of music is small shouldn't eliminate it from being mastered, considered from various angles, and interpreted just as if it were an audition piece. So as you mature as a musician, you grow and your taste and sensibilities change. If you are a mature musician and you're playing music you learned several years ago the exact same way you played it when you first learned it, your musical development is stunted. You hear what I'm trying to express. If you listen to an artist play a song that they are famous for and you hear a live version, it's rarely the same as the first way they recorded it or the way they became famous recording it. Of course, I mean an artist that has played a signature song for a really long time, like 5 or 10 years, not a few months or 1 year, that they might not have evolved much as a musician then, especially if their musical stardom or whatever, or fame, is new. They may not have had the time for musical maturity or growth. Now, I want to take this opportunity to say it's a good thing to be working on both long and short-term musical goals. Mastering the smaller things will boost your ego while still cultivating your skills, and they are great for understanding what degree of effort is necessary to maintain a quote-unquote already learned piece of music. Stop whining about everything and being bored, and begin thinking. You've got a brain that could endlessly ponder anything you choose. Think about the timbre or sound of your guitar. Are you playing it how and where you think it sounds the best? Think about your phrasing. Is there any? If there isn't, where are the implied emphases? Where should you and your guitar breathe? Is the tempo right? Do you have a precise rhythm? I could go on and on, but it would be better if you do. You got to think about these things. This is, you know, if you're exploring guitar as anything other than a way to create beautiful music, you know, you could be collecting stamps. So invest yourself, engage your mind. You know, it won't be quite so boring. I mean, play it in five different positions on the guitar and see which way sounds better. You know, you don't have to just do something boring. So I'm glad to have had the question to answer, but I am disappointed with the content and the tone of it. If you have a question for the Question of the Week segment, please email me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's guitartechnique@gmail. And if I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, let's move on to this week's news segment. In the news this week are the autumn limited editions from our friends at Taylor Guitars. Even though Bob Taylor still hasn't sent me a review guitar or a just because you speak so highly of my company thank you guitar, I must report that his guitar makers have a gorgeous fall limiteds lineup. They are now in stores. If you're looking for a delicious new Taylor, this year's collection boasts four distinctive offerings: a quartet of all Koa models and a pair of Cocobolo spruce beauties are linked by a wood-rich appointment scheme that includes a shared rosette design motif. They also brought Indian rosewood, watch out guys, you might get raided, to the 400 series and added a cedar top to the rosewood laminate nylon string and S24. For full details, including photo specs and a dealer availability, visit the Limiteds link in the show notes. I will have a link there, and I will also have a couple of photos in the show notes. Here's the lowdown from Taylor. A cache of dazzling AA grade Koa and an arresting batch of Mexican Cocobolo proved to be the central design catalysts for our 2011 fall Limiteds. Bonded by their bold visual complexions, both woods inspired the notion of a wood-rich appointment package, anchored by a new rosette and pair of related fretboard inlays that together create a cohesive, organic aesthetic for each series. The Koa and Cocobolo Limiteds offer something truly special to guitar enthusiasts who appreciate the beauty of sophisticated wood details. Another rewarding aspect of designing the Fall Limiteds is taking an existing series and putting a value-added spin on it, rewarding players with an extra splash of premium quality at more accessible price points. This year, Indian Rosewood makes a guest appearance on the 400 series, and a cedar top warms up the Rosewood Laminate Nylon series. So here's a little capsule about each of these new signature limited guitars. First, I'll mention the Cocobolo. Now, and if you haven't seen Cocobolo wood, it is gorgeous. I have something that's not a guitar in my home made of Cocobolo wood, and it is just beautiful. Beautiful to touch, beautiful to look at. And as a tone wood, I'm sure it's excellent if Taylor's using it. So here's what they have to say about their Cocobolo. One of the heaviest, densest rosewoods around, Mexican Cocobolo yields a bright, articulate voice. For this Cocobolo Sitka spruce offering, Cocobolo was also incorporated visually into the inlays on the front of the guitars. A band of Cocobolo trim traces the top, while the rosette motif features Cocobolo as an S-curve that contrasts with the buttery boxwood, a slow-growing wood with density comparable to ebony. Boxwood was also used for a new split diamond fretboard inlay, which visually references the rosette's S-curve. Other wood-rich appointments include Cocobolo backstrap and figured maple binding. Tonally, Cocobolo's density translates into a beautifully clear bell-like tone with piano-like quality to the lowest notes. So, you know me, I'm for those round, mellow sounds, so sounds like Cocobolo is a tone wood I would surely like. And I'll have a link to that particular limited in the show notes. Next up is the Koa. The flamey AA grade Koa earmarked for this series was so seductive we couldn't resist going all Koa, although the premium Engelmann spruce top is optional. Larry Breedlove's rosette design incorporates a serpentine swath of Koa set against creamy boxwood. The Koa boxwood pairing carries over to the engraved twist fretboard inlay, in which the design's swirling complexity is tempered with the subtle organic quality of thin wood lines. A shaded edge burst around the entire guitar, including the neck, adds a touch of vintage Hawaiian charm that's complemented by rosewood binding, thin white purfling, and go-to tuners. Tonally, a Koa top should make Koa's natural mid-range sweetness even more pronounced, especially after the guitar has been played. And you know about this. Guitars really open up after you've played them a while. When you buy a guitar new is not how it's going to sound down the road. It will sound much better. That's an aside from me. Okay, back to what Taylor has to say. Koa guitars also tend to be well-suited for the stage because the initial attack is balanced and focused without a boomy sound. So that's an interesting thing. The Koa Limiteds are offered in four model options: a cutaway grand auditorium, a grand symphony, along with a pair of non-cutaway 12-fret models, a grand auditorium, and grand concert. Players can expect warmer, richer overall tone with the 12 frets due to the bridge's more central placement on the lower bout. And we've talked about this before. You know, the construction of the guitar has a lot to do with its sound, not just the tone wood, it's everything, the bracing, where the bridge is, and you know, the bridge placement has to do with exactly the length of the neck. So there's a whole lot of science involved, physics most particularly, with the construction of these guitars. Okay, next up is the 400 series. The 400 series limiteds deliver the classic pairing of solid Indian rosewood and Sitka spruce in an attractive, reasonably priced package. And anytime you hear reasonably priced from Taylor, if you're on a budget but could reach a little bit, this might be something you want to take a look at. Beyond the substitution of rosewood, which is normally offered to the 700, 800, and 900 series, other value-added cosmetic upgrades include a small diamond fretboard inlay and gold tuners. Offered in four different body shapes to appeal to a full range of playing styles, these guitars make a great option for a gigging musician or any level of player who wants a pro-level, reliable workhorse that isn't too highly appointed and quote-unquote precious to live out in the big bad world. And that's a good thing because, you know, some of us have guitars that we never take out of our dwellings, not even to play a gig. I mean, they're just too much, you know. The idea of that if it got smashed in a car crash is beyond what you can take. So what they're saying about this is a pro level instrument that is not so precious that you can't take it out. So that's something to really look at. And last up is nylon. Taylor's Rosewood Laminate NS24 Limiteds feature a cedar top, which is normally only available in the NS72 or 74 level. The nylon series has always been about making nylon's distinctive tonal palette more accessible to steel string players through slimmer, familiar-feeling Taylor necks. And these are affordably priced enough to justify as a non-primary guitar that can diversify a player's six-string toolbox. For guitarists who've always wanted to learn a little Brazilian music, explore some Latin jazz, or master a classical piece, these nylons offer a fun and musically inspiring option. Models are available either with or without a cutaway, and both come with Taylor's ESN electronics, so they're electrified. Now, just so you know, we might divide a little bit on philosophy here, Bob Taylor and I. The narrow neck is great for you steel string players who just want an instrument you can make sound like a nylon string guitar. But there's a lot to be said for nylon string guitars wide width, which makes the finger picking much more accurate, I would say, especially for people who don't customarily play with their fingers. So it's just a thought. You really want to play one of these babies if you're thinking about getting one. I would recommend make sure you play it live and make sure it's exactly what you want. Nothing against Taylor's quality. I'm sure it's fab, fab, fab. But make sure the feel of it and the practicality of it is there before you buy it. You know, if you buy it from a good online dealer, you can return it. But just be careful about that one. If you have never played a Taylor nylon string and you're thinking about getting it, I would recommend that you can either return it if you buy it online or that you get yourself to a dealer who has one that you can play. That takes care of this week's news. It was nice and juicy for a change. And now it's time to move along to this week's Take Notes segment. This week's Take Notes segment is about a songwriting contest sponsored by Taylor Guitars and the Guitar Center. I have and have had several students who are singer-songwriters. Some of them are now working musicians with songs on iTunes and professionally produce CDs. Others may get there if that's their aspiration. Others may only ever write songs to express their innermost feelings and never share them in a large public setting. If you are an aspiring singer-songwriter, you have to put yourself out there. Now, Taylor Guitars and the Guitar Center are teaming up to find the nation's top unsigned talent. Don't drag your feet. This is when to get on it. If you feel you're ready to be reviewed by people who could open doors for you, you need to get moving. And let me expound on this a little bit more. Taylor Guitars and Guitar Center, the world's largest retailer of musical instruments and equipment, has announced Guitar Center Singer-Songwriter, an artist discovery program which aims to find the nation's best unsigned singer-songwriter. Along with other top musical instrument and accessory manufacturers, Taylor Guitars will join Guitar Center to award one career-altering prize package to the top singer-songwriter, which includes a three-song EP with a Grammy Award-winning producer John Shanks, worldwide distribution through TuneCore, $10,000 in cash, and gear from participating companies, including a Taylor 814 CE for the grand prize winner and GS Minis for several semifinalists. The contest, which is part of the company's shared mission to support emerging artists, kicked off on October 3rd and runs through November 30th. Yeah. So artists can sign up today at guitarcenter.com/songwriter, and I will include that link in the show notes. For Grammy-winning producer and Taylor strummer John Shanks, it's easy to relate to what an opportunity like this can mean to an up-and-coming artist. Shanks, once a session and touring guitarist for the likes of Melissa Etheridge, has gone on to build a stellar career as a hitmaker whose resume boasts 60 million records sold, 43 number one singles, and 67 number one albums with artists such as Sheryl Crow, Colby Calais, Kelly Clarkson, Keith Urban, Bon Jovi, Alanis Morissette, and I think even Stevie Nicks. As the judge of the contest, finding the next headline act is no easy task, but one Shanks is excited to be involved in. Quote, I'm thrilled to be able to help Guitar Center give a potentially career-altering opportunity to an unsigned artist, says Shanks. Helping an artist hone their sound is something I relish as a producer, and I can't wait to see what the winner has to offer. So much great talent abounds in today's music scene that we're excited to partner with Guitar Center to find the next big name and help propel that artist to the next step in their career, shares Tim Godwin, the Director of Artists and Entertainment Relations at Taylor Guitars. No matter if an artist is a headline act or just starting out here at Taylor, artists are a big part of our extended family of players. So that's what Taylor Guitars has to say. So they're obviously fully behind this, and it sounds like a really great, great opportunity. As part of the contest, Guitar Center has commissioned WhosNext.com, a leading digital music company, to power the first round of the competition. Who's Next, and that's WHOOZNXT.com, is the first platform to track an artist's fan growth across top social networks and music portals. Competing artists will be ranked based on their online fan growth during the first round. 10 singer-songwriters will then be hand-selected by Shanks from the list of top-ranked artists to travel to LA, where they will perform live during the event's finale. To follow along with news from the competition and to learn more about the entrants, please visit the website, which I will link to on the web, on my show notes and my podcast page. Okay. So again, here's what the winner can look forward to: a three-song EP with producer John Shanks, and he has quite a number of illustrious accomplishments under his musical belt. $10,000 in cash, new gear from Fender, Taylor, Shure, Ernie Ball, and the Guitar Center. Studio time at the Converse Rubber Tracks Studio in New York City. worldwide music distribution from TuneCore, free album, music video, and global songwriter service. So it sounds like a fabulous opportunity if you are a musician who is a singer-songwriter. You really owe it to yourself to take this opportunity. Otherwise, you may not have as much of an opportunity to launch your career as this. So you have until the end of November. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 053. So let's move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. I hope to succeed at getting fresh DRs on my guitar this week. I'm salivating just thinking about them. Love you, Gibson. I hope you're able to create beautiful instruments unfettered. Congrats to Arno and Danielle. Maintain your self-discipline and guard your practice time well. If you're a whining guitarist because you don't want to continue practicing something you recently learned, you better reassess your point of view. Bob Taylor's gang has beautiful fall limited editions this year. Get them while you can. Calling all singer-songwriters, you have until November 30th to be discovered, produced, and promoted. There are lots of perks, too. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 053 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in my show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, spelled GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Be sure you note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me with what guitar-y stuff I'm doing and retweet what I think is interesting. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montevale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is the best option, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.